Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1075. We're learning today. We learn Nishmas Moshe Doif and Rabbi Aaron Zissel. We learn Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moshe and Rafu Shalay Masara Fega Bas Lay and Achamash Takab Rafu Shalay Psach Shachayla Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, so we are going through the various different categories in reference to when one could use the side of a tree, when one cannot. And we're up to the last category, explaining it from the Sefer Lamentes Malachis on page 296. And that is Tzidei Tzadim, which we spoke about. Again, you can't take things on a tree, off a tree, that we know. You can't using something that's attached to the tree also can't be done, like a jacket that's draped. We spoke about last year, a jacket that's draped over the branches of a tree, right? And I want to take out my sitter that you can't do because it's on the tree itself. That's once removed. It has to be twice removed, Tzidei Tzadim. So And then that could be used. Okay, so now let's give some examples. Let's go through it a little bit, even though we saw some of it. But going from the Sefer Lamentes Malachis, how beautiful it brings it down. And this is called Tzidei Tzadim, side of sides. Objects that are only attached indirectly to the tree. That is to say that objects are attached to or leaning against something else that is attached to the tree, but not to the tree itself. Okay, so again, that's important to keep in mind. Only attached indirectly to the tree. What does that mean? That the objects are attached or leaning against something else that is attached to the tree, but not to the tree itself, are classified as Tzidei Tzadim, side of sides, twice removed. Use of these objects is one step further from direct contact of the tree than the category of sides. It's twice removed and was never included in the rabbinic injunction against use of the trees. Therefore, using the side of sides is allowed on Shabbos entirely, unless the tree shakes, but we'll see that. A good example, he says, side of sides, is a basket, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, a basket suspended from a hook. Let's say I have a hook on the tree again, sticking out, right? I have a peg, I have a hook, I have a nail, and the basket is suspended from a hook, driven, or a hook or screw that's driven into the tree. The hook being attached directly to the tree is considered the side of the tree. It is therefore prohibited to remove the basket from the hook. That you can't do. You can't take off the basket itself, we said, because this would constitute the use of the hook. Right? You can't use the hook, but you could use the basket. However, the basket itself is classified as side of sides because it is not itself attached directly to the tree, but rather to a second object that is attached to the tree. Therefore, using the basket would be allowed because the basket is twice removed. For example, one would be allowed to put fruits in the basket, take fruits out of the basket, because this would constitute the use only of the basket or the hook of the tree itself. And again, the same case with the jacket. I have my sitter, like we spoke about last year, I have my sitter attached to a peg or attached to a hook on the tree, and I have my sitter inside, so I want to take out my sitter, so that would be okay, because you're now using the jacket, which is one twice removed because it's attached to the hook on the tree. So to put something in the jacket, out of the jacket would have the same halacha as the basket. In the basket, out the basket, that is attached to the hook, attached to a nail, attached to a peg that's attached to the tree. And all this was there from before Shabbos. Again, you can't put the jacket. You can't put the jacket on the hook on Shabbos. Let's keep that in mind, right? I want to take off my hat and I'll hang it on the hook. That I can't do, right? That we said you can't hang your hat. It's a hot day and I'm walking. I want to take my hat, put it on a branch of the tree. Can't do that. It on Shabbos. You can't do that. You can't do it Erev Shabbos either if I'm going to need it on Shabbos. So let's stick to Shabbos right now. Hot day, I want to hang up my hat on a branch. Can't do that. I want to hang up my hat on the hook that's sticking out of the tree. Can't do that. Because of the fact that you're using the side of the tree. But if I hang up my jacket, if my jacket was hanging on the hook that's attached to the tree from before Shabbos, so now I could take out my sitter or take something out of the pocket that I need, or I could put something into the pocket because I'm making use of something that's attached to the side of the tree twice removed. Similarly, if a jacket, that's what he says, if a jacket is hanging on the hook and one wishes to remove a sitter from the pocket of the jacket, this would be considered side of sides because of the fact it's hanging on the hook. This is in contrast to the example that we saw earlier where the jacket was draped over directly the branch of the tree and that would not be allowed to be used, because, in other words, the jacket, because it's on the tree itself. It's only when it's once removed from the tree itself, then it has a din of sides, twice removed, Tzidei Tzadim, and is mutter. And again, of course, keeping in mind that if the tree is going to move, that is already problematic. Now, as far as getting back to the hammock a minute, so let's say you'll tell me that the hammock, fine, so the hammock is was there from before Shabbos, and it's on hooks. I have hooks, strong hooks, that are in the tree, attached to the tree, and I have the hammock, and they're on the hooks. So I have twice removed. I have tzidei tzadim. I have the tree one. Then I have the side of the tree, which is the hook two. Then I have the hammock three. So now I want to use the hammock itself. I want to lay in the hammock, right? So that is fine. But the problem is if the hammock is going to shake the tree, that we said is a problem. Just like the case by the basket. We said if the basket was narrow, the Mishnah Berurah said if the basket is narrow and I stick my hand in and by me pulling out the fruits from the basket that's hooked onto the hook that's stuck into the tree from before Shabbos. We said you're allowed to do that, but if it's very narrow, the opening, and by me pulling out the fruits, I'm going to be shaking the tree, so that you can't do. So the same thing over here, if the hammock, you're going to tell me that it's good, it's on two hooks, it's between two trees, and it's not on the tree itself, it's on the hooks, attached to the hooks, no problem. But if by me going in the hammock, I'm starting to move the tree, it's going to shake the tree back and forth. Once I go in the hammock, I shake the tree, that you can't do. So it would have to be a very strong tree. Using a hammock on Shabbos that's attached to trees, not to trees, it can't be attached to trees. It would have to be attached to a hook that's attached to the tree itself, twice removed. See, they'd start them. It would have to be a very strong tree whereby it's not going to move every time I move in the hammock. Otherwise, it's problematic. The same thing with the swing, right? Finishing off the subject as far as swing. Also, a swing, right? A child's swing, a baby swing, I want to hook it up to, I want to just tie it up before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, I'm putting it on a branch. You can't do that because you're using the tree. But I'm going to hang it up on a hook. I have two hooks on the branch. I drilled in two hooks before Shabbos, and I put the swing there on Shabbos, even on the hook you can't do. But I put the hooks there before Shabbos. Now I put the swing there also before Shabbos. I put the hammock there before Shabbos and the swing there. Everything is before Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't put up the hammock even on the hooks. Keep that in mind. But and the swing also, I can't put the swing on the hooks on Shabbos, even though I put the hooks there before Shabbos. But I put the swing there before Shabbos, on the hooks and everything before Shabbos. But now if I put the kid, the child in the swing, or myself in the swing, or whatever, and I swing back and forth, and by me doing that, the tree is shaking back and forth, the tree, the branch, everything is shaking, you can't do that either. It has to be strong enough whereby you know for sure that it's not going to be shaking the tree, just like the case of the basket, whereby if I take the fruits in and out, even though it's on a hook, if I shake the tree, that can be done. Because like we saw on the Ramah said you're allowed to touch a tree, but you can't shake a tree. That's becoming problematic, even if you're doing it through another thing, whereby the swing is attached to the hook. Shaking that, we saw Mishnah Berurah said that cannot be done because it would go back all to the back to the standard category of Mishtamish Bilan using a tree. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch Hu. Kol Tov.